Okay. Next presenter supposed to be Yang Yi Kang. She can't be with us today, so Mr. Park will present instead of her. Okay. And he'll talk about the title location framework.
So nice to meet you. My name is Jongman Park. I'm working for Samsung Electronics, and Yang Yi Kang is just my team colleagues. So I'm also co-president for the Tizen locations. Let me start as the introduction. So here is the introduction for the Tizen locations. And second one is, I'll just explain the Tizen location architectures. How is it configured, and how can support the plugins and some things? And third one is the location component. Because we have the three main component for the location frameworks, which is the API, set of APIs, and the GeoClue, which is open source from the pre-desktop ORG. And the last one is the GeoClue providers and some plugins. The first one is the location use cases. So, you know, the location service is one of the frequently using service for the on top of the mobile phone, tablet, and so on, even car. So I'll just explain the main location use cases and what main functionality of location framework is supported for this. And next one is the interaction between the location framework component. So you can see how it works internally inside the Tizen location frameworks. And next one is position technology for fast position fix. In this location framework, the TTFF, the time to first fix, is the critical features, because the whenever user want to turn on the location service, the user is eager to access fast the positioning fix. But user can be located in indoor and urban canyons, and user can be situation in the cloud sky. The various situations can be here. So that's why the positioning is also one of most important the technology in the locations. And the next one is the comparison of the positioning technology. The purpose of this slide is why the hybrid positioning service is important, and platform need to be provide this kind of the functionality. And finally, summary. Okay. So the Tizen location framework just provide LBS service, including position information and getting the satellite information, and also provide the GPS status. It also based on the GeoClue, which is a geo information open source the solution, just comes from pre-desktop ORG. It's well defined the architectures, because we can give easily the plugin for WPS, sensor branded service, and the other the solutions on the GeoClue inside the GeoClue architectures. So the GeoClue is the responsibility to deliver the location information from the GPS chip, and also it can deliver the location information from the WPS information and sensor information and others. So I'll just explain the later this slide, the architectures and the operation flow. So Tizen location framework features is as following this. The hybrid positioning solution with these three technologies mainly. The GPS, the standalone GPS can be provided, and also assisted GPS can be provided. And sorry. And the second, the second one is the Wi-Fi positioning system. So as I just explained, the Wi-Fi positioning system is provided by the second-party solutions, such as Skyhook and the other the company solutions. So by using GeoClue, it can be easily plugged in and communicate each other. And the third one is sensor positioning systems. Even the GPS is turned on, but the device can enter in the tunnel inside, then we cannot get the GPS signals. But at this situation, the sensor is useful to estimate the changing of the locations. And also, there is two kinds of sensor positioning technologies. One is DR, dead reckoning, and the other is one is PDR, the pedestrian dead reckoning. The Tangent Location Framework, we have the well-defined architecture to apply this solution as dynamic plugin. And the next one is the getting the current position and rest known position and distance change and velocity. This is just main features of the positioning functionality. And the next one is get the satellite information of GPS and GLONASS. Nowadays, the GLONASS is used to get the fast the positioning fix. You know, the GLONASS is Russian satellite and GPS is US satellite. So by getting the measured and getting the information from the satellite, we can work getting faster than the positioning fix for standalone GPS case. And also, the GPS chip vendors is now coming to support this GPS and GLONASS, both. But why I mentioned this is here in the in terms of the framework, that is, even the GPS NMEA data and GLONASS NMEA data is same. There is GPGGA, GPRMC, GPVTG, and some things. But there is one difference point, that is PNR, the pseudo-random noise code. So the Tizen location framework can identify, this is just from the GLONASS, this is just from the GPS. So we just prepared, we are able to just discriminate where it comes from. For the future, if the other module need this information, then we can provide it. And the other one is geofencing. This is just kind of funny, the features. So it just location framework notify to user when user enters to predefined the area where user can exit from the predefined area, then location framework can monitoring, still keeping monitoring, and at this time, the we location framework inform to the other application or the modules. So suppose when user use the tablet or the Galaxy Note, like the more bigger the LCD, then user can create the fence areas. It can be configured as circle, rectangle, and polygon. So it can be used for the school zone areas or the other the areas. So in within these areas, we can monitor the high, over speed velocity behaviors, or we can also monitor the user's patterns. So if it is meshed up with the server, then I can check the my daughter's behaviors of how she is just safely entered to school or exit from the school zone. I can get this information from my server. It can be applied. And the one next one is geocoding and reverse geocoding. It's just basic the features. So when we just input the address, then we can get the geo-coordinated informations. and reverse geocoding is vice versa. And such POI, as you see in the Google map and the Nokia maps, there is just restaurant POIs and gas station POIs and the other kind of the POIs is there. So Taizen framework also have these APIs to find out the nearby POIs and some things. And last one is route. You know, the route is, as you know, it's from the start point to destination point. The platform, our location platform, just provided this calculated routing information to application. Then application can draw this route path with map tiles or vector map data. So this is just our main features for the location framework. Here is Taizen location architectures. It can be application or the other modules, and also it can be web device APIs to get the position information, to get the geocoding information. And this is location library. It's a set of APIs. It can be divided the two main things. One thing is for hybrid positioning area, and the other is map service. The hybrid positioning consists of GPS, sensor-branded service, and Wi-Fi positioning service. And the right side is map service can be consist of the geocode and place and route. And for each component, the plugins can be dynamically loaded, and it can be changes, customized for, with respect to the different map servers or different the component. Then why the gray box is overlaid in here is we understand this is developers, I mean, the device manufacturers, it's up to device manufacturers. Samsung have a contract with some company to use this WPS solution and use the sensor solution. But the other companies, like, I don't know what kind of solutions HTC use and LG use, but they anyway have them, their solutions. But the main point of this slide, whatever the manufacturer select and use, we should provide flexible architectures so that they can easily use their solution and without any difficult the integrations. So we believe by using open source GeoClue and GeoClue providers, it can be easily integrated. We verified in the Taizen platform. For the GPS, this is just geo information, the mechanisms on top of D-bus. And this is just implemented by Taizen team. And this is also plugin to be communicated with the GPS chip solutions. The GPS chip solution can be also different. As you know, in the industry, there are the Broadcom, CSR, Qualcomm, TI, and so on. But their solution has different kind of software solution. Some company can provide the daemon types, which is processor under running on the Linux, but some other company provide library types. So whatever the solution comes from the GPS chip vendors, we need to provide the flexible architectures or well-defined architecture to be integrated easily. So that can be GPS plugin. This plugin can be also implemented by GPS chip vendors because Taizen team provide OEM adaptation layer, which is well-defined the interface. Then just getting this document and some sample code, the GPS chip vendors can make plugin and they can contribute to the Taizen, the source kit. If there is no license problem happens in the GPS chip vendors. And this is also important. The location framework has the interface with the external modules of Tizen platform for telephony, messaging framework, sensor framework. It's a wrapper of the data network command, API command, and this is XML, and this is the open source HTTP RIP curl and RIP soup. This external component needs to be communicated with the location framework. So what is the use case and scenario for this each external component? The telephony is used for the to support the AGPS CP or also to support cell positioning service, because the location framework needs to get the cell ID information from the telephony via modem. That's why the telephony is required. And also AGPS CP is needed for this interface. And recently, as I understand, we observed the cell ID, I mean, serving cell ID is used already, but the neighbor cell ID is also used to get more accurate, more the accuracy for the positioning peaks. And the messaging framework is used for the supple, the operations. When we got the supple network initiation, the messaging framework is needed to handle and decode and inform to location framework. And sensor framework is used to support the sensor blended service. So currently, accelerometer or the magnetic geomagnetic sensors can be used for sensor positioning service. Or gyrosensor can be. But anyway, we need to aid of the sensor framework to get the sensor information and provide the SPS modules with this information. This is just Tizen, the typical the component, which is wrapper APIs of command. So that is needed to establish the PDP connection, because to use the supple assistant data, the packet data connection is necessary. So location framework can initiate to establish the PDP connection. And the XML is used for the communication with WPS server or map service server, because the XML is used to talk each other, the server and the device side. And this is HTTP. HTTP is definitely required to get some data and map tiled data from map servers in case we use server calculated map service functionality. And this is just overall location framework. This is location component. It consists of the three main component: location library, GeoClue providers. The location library is set of API providing the position information, satellite, and the map service, supporting the map service. So it consists of position, velocity, accuracy, boundary, map provider, geocoding, POI, route. The map provider is used for web API, because the web API need to know what is the map provider's URL. Then it is used for that. And accuracy, because we have the hybrid position, so determination for more accurate the position information occurs in this area. So when we turn on the every GPS source, GPS, SPS, WPS, then it comes from the GPS, the information from the server and GPS chip and so on. Then this area can decide which one is exact, accurate, the position information. So that's why accuracy is used. Sometimes GPS accuracy is not exact, not accurate more than WPS. So in that case, we need to choose the WPS source information instead of GPS. And the second one is GeoClue. This is open source. We don't touch anything. You can just reuse. We use just GeoClue. And Geo Information Service having the standard DBus and GeoObject interface to various the geographical data sources. It consists of position, velocity, accuracy, reverse geocoding, and the address. So GeoClue is basically designed for the positioning functionality. And the last one is GeoClue providers. This is just kind of process. So that's why the location library in application context communicate with GeoClue provider process via DBus or GeoClue context and presentation style. And this the process just provide the position information received from various positioning source. That is currently GPS provider, WPS provider, SPS providers. This is location use cases. First one is position. There can be position tracking and geofencing. When user open up the kind of map application, then it application can start, can just send start command to the location framework. Just turn on the GPS chip or whatever, which is configured in the setting menu by user. Then start the position tracking. And geofencing, as I just explained in the previous slide, it is can provide geofencing features. This is just geocoding. When type in the some address, then we can get the geo-coordinated information for this address. Reverse geocoding is can be, but for this geocoding, we need to think about the map service solution providers, because for each map service providers, there is some differentiations. For example, the preformed inline text geocoding, some map providers can support fully, but some providers cannot support fully. Or the multi-language. Suppose the French guys located in the Korea, then the map information is provided by Korean. But French guy want to check the French, type in French, and to find out the geo-coordinate. So this situation can happen. The route, it's easy, the operation. But in the route, there can be also various options. Avoid freeway, or no freeway, the avoid truckway, and some kind of the options can be input parameters, used as input parameters, and we need to provide this kind of features as APIs. The POI, that is places. Basically, it can provide the nearby landmark information, but user can find the landmark information based on given address and given locations. And current position is also as well. So POI, also there are some the options, like the POI filters by the categories, and search POI has also can have the various options. So the API anyway is ready to support these various users' requirement. This is internal the operation flow within the Titan location frameworks. When application want to get position fixed, then they will send the start command by a location library. The start command comes from the location library to GPS manager by a debus message, which is provided by GeoClue. Then when the GPS manager receives this, if the AGPS is turned on, then GPS manager call the command to establish the PDP context, and afterwards then it process. But otherwise, it can directly send the start session command to GPS plugin. The GPS plugin is the directly communicate with the GPS chip vendor's solution. Then afterwards, GPS chip start to do position fix for GPS and GLONASS. Then after the position fix is ready, then GPS chip provide the satellite information, GPGSV, and the other the position informations like GPRMC, VTG, and GPGGA, and some things. Then the GPS manager receive this NMEA data and the position fix data and satellite information, and it provide this data to the location library. Then location library can just finally provide the application with this information. But as I explained, this is just simple GPS situation, but when the WPS and SEP SPS is turned on, then it location library decide the most accurate the position information and finally provide user with this information. The purpose of this slide is why hybrid the positioning technology is mandatory features of the location framework. The Wi-Fi and satellite-based positioning, this provides a fast and accurate location to Wi-Fi capable device in indoor situation, even in the outdoor situations. So indoor, we cannot get the GPS signal, but just by using the Wi-Fi MAC address and Wi-Fi RSSI signal strengths together, and send this data to WPS server by HTTP and something. Then this WPS server just returns the position information. Then we can use that. And this is the standard, the AGPS supple. There is 1.0 and 2.0 is going on. I think everybody knows the supple, what the supple is. And this is PGPS. This is also another solution. It just mainly basically extends the validity of the assistance data from 2 or 4 hours to 7 days. Then this extended validity data, extended validity, we can get quickly the where is the satellite is going on, then getting this satellite information and getting the fast the position fix. And self-assisted GPS is just different. It is used when data connection without data connection. It is self-calculated inside the device. This is also the comparison of the position technology. As you see, these green areas is just using the GPS, GLONASS, and AGPS to the position fix. But this availability is very high. Remote, rural situation, suburban areas, city, it can be used, but it cannot be used indoor because this you cannot get the GPS signals. But in this situation, Wi-Fi positioning information can be replaced with this GPS information. So that's why the many companies implement or developed their own proprietary mapping tables and logics and the IP to do the more to provide more accurate the position information just by getting the Wi-Fi MAC address and the RSSI signals. And this is network-based method. Yeah, the satellite or neighbor satellite can be used on this area. But in the 3GPP, there is ETDOA and OTDOA can be used. But the modem chip vendors, as we know, with the network vendors, it is not used yet practically. So that's why the satellite and neighbor satellite is only used to get the approximate the positioning information. So as you see that, so what I would like to point out is for each situation, we can use this positioning technology for each situation. And also, you know, the when GPS is turned on, then it is continuously need to be enabled. I mean, application processor, when it goes to sleep, then GPS stops the tracking because the GPS chip can't just getting the clock source from the application PMIC. So it needs this clock source. That's why when we GPS turn on, then application process might not be slipped. It consumes battery. So to save battery, network-based method can be useful if get provide more accurate position information. So this is also one of the evolving areas for this. This is summary. So the Tizen location framework is designed flexible because we understand the platform developer can add and remove the positioning plugin in the architecture. And platform developer can also select backend map service. So this one. So without any change in this area, the platform developer can make the plugin and easily integrate it. And also the AGPS chip vendors such as Broadcom or CSL, they can easily make the GPS manager plugin just by referring our Tizen OEM adaptation layer interface. So we will be appreciate if the GPS chip vendors provide and contribute to this. And hybrid position service, we just provide the method user can select a position provider or various position providers. It means the various position provider means the application or other modules only can specify default. Then location framework calculate which one is best position source and provide. But the other way, the application or other modules can specify I want to get standalone GPS, I want to get WPS GPS, it can be specified in the APIs. So whatever it can provide it there. And the last one is position service is compatible with standard AGPS. It means we verified with Tizen location framework two GPS chip vendor's solution is easily integrated without any change of the platform. Normally, the software engine is provided by chip vendors, Broadcom, CSL, TI, and Qualcomm. But if, unfortunately, platform may be needed change to be integrated with that interface, solution, then it is problem. But Tizen location framework, without change, we can be integrated with any kind of GPS chip vendor solution. So this sentence means this meaning. That's all what we just prepared for the location framework. And thank you for just listening to my presentation and attending this. Just any questions? Yes.
How do I enable
that? You can enter the setting menu and turn on the GPS.
But there's no app for it.
Sorry?
There is no app for it.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, no, yeah. It's under developing. But we just provide the web API in the Roxper, so the web app developer can make the web map applications by using this web API. Okay, so I think lunch is coming soon, so everybody want to have lunch. So thank you very much for this.